So this morning we've invited David Thomas to be with us. Many of you know David from his being here at North Valley. Before he went across the ocean, he was part of North Valley, and his family has chosen to be here. Hal and Nancy are his folks. David and Debbie and their family have spent 20, we're going to go with a big round number, 20 years doing work in Rwanda and Burundi. Just Rwanda. I should never do these intros. Just let the person who knows talk. But we're really grateful to have David with us this morning. He contacted us a couple weeks ago and said, hey, I have some dates and I'd love to come share both what we've been doing and how that's gone and also what's next. And so I think David and Debbie and their family have embodied some of the prayers that we've sung this morning about being servants and witnesses and letting light shine through them in very creative ways. And I'm grateful for their work and grateful to have you with us, David, this morning to bring us up to date.
Thank you. I would not be surprised at all if I sang that song, This Little Light of Mine, as a little kid. I remember running around and hiding under the benches in here. It's a great place for hide and seek when you're small. Let's see. Our family has, we left 20 years ago, and there's a picture to show you. There we are, 20 years ago, and that's Brianna, or Bree, and next week she's getting married. That's pretty wild. We were three back then. And then our kids, we had more kids that came to us. Show me the next slide there. There they are. And our kids have loved growing up in Africa. And now we're here in the States. You can show the next slide. This is all of us now. And we've actually moved back from Africa, and we're living here in the States. Brianna and Jade have one more year of college. Aaron, my son, has his sophomore year, starting his sophomore year next year. My daughter, Gwen, will be a senior in high school. And my daughter, Alandra, who's with me here today, she'll be a freshman at high school. So my wife, Debbie, will be working this next year as a full-time faculty at George Fox for this 1 year. And so where does that leave me? What am I doing this next year? It's interesting, if you look at this, the card doesn't say, pray for the Thomas family serving in Rwanda, Africa. It says, pray for David Thomas serving with EFM. So that's a little vague. What does that mean? So I'm continuing full-time with our mission. I'm taking what we've learned in Rwanda about how to start a whole life disciple-making movement. And we want to apply that to different missionaries we have around the world and help them to start these whole life disciple-making movements within the cultures that they're working in. And especially as it works out, working with missionaries who are in unreached people groups, meaning cultures that do not have any witness of Jesus Christ, where it's really hard for them to hear anything about Jesus. So I'm really excited about that. That means, practically speaking, we're living here. We've bought a home. We're here in Newburgh. This is our home. And I'll partner with roughly three couples that are going to be in different places. And I will visit them three times a year and also be in contact with them throughout the year through the internet. The internet makes this possible to live here and yet work all around in other places. So we've had effective coaches or mentors with us the last 8 years in Rwanda. And they've come three times a year visiting us for, you know, about 5 days each trip. And that has been essential to being able to keep on track and to being able to see how we're doing and making sure our gospel is holistic and in starting a disciple-making movement. Currently, I'm in the process of visiting, telling our partners who have partnered with us in these last years, thank you very much, celebrating with them that we have disciple-making movement happening in the Rwanda Friends Church, and inviting some of our former partners and inviting new partners to join me in this next phase of ministry. So before Jesus left the earth, he had a really important conversation with his disciples. And he told them, the 11 disciples, they went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw them, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. And then Jesus came to them and he told them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age." This portion is called the Great Commission, and it's because Jesus, having all authority, sent or commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples, make people or apprentice people to Jesus, to be followers of Jesus. All these cultures in the whole world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to unpack that piece right now. But he said there, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. What does everything include? What do you think? What does everything, when Jesus says there, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, what does everything include? Just some different ideas from you. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. The red letters. Okay. Absolutely. The things Jesus said specifically. What else? What about the red letters that aren't red? He said somewhere, I came to fulfill the law. So maybe some of the things that he didn't specifically command that are in the law, maybe some of those things also. As we're unpacking this, let me tell you a story. So there was a person, this is a made-up story, somewhere in Africa, a man had discipled another person, led them to Christ, and this person had accepted Christ, and he's working on how does he disciple this person. And he has, he's taught them, he's made sure they have a Bible and that they're reading their Bible and they're growing, they're learning to pray. And so he's really excited about what is happening in this young believer's life. And he goes and visits them in his home. This young man's name is Haruna. So he goes to Haruna's home. Let's see that. The main slide again. So what is needed here? What do you observe in this picture when you look at this picture?
Germ theory.
Germ theory. Yes, absolutely. Which the way is flowing down towards us. Down towards us is a problem. Why is that bad? Okay, right. There's some things happening upstream that are a little scary. Right.
People having to work together in cooperation because they're just sharing the same stream. So
right. Absolutely. There's this community effort piece to it. And germ theory. Absolutely. What else are you noticing there? So is this, what needs to be taught here is, do we need to disciple this community or do we need to bring in development? A bit of both. Okay. 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 Yeah, in the discipleship, there's the caring, love your neighbor as yourself. But in the development, there's some of the, how did you describe that again? Germ theory, some of that knowledge. Okay, some of those ideas. Okay, yeah. Well, so as you're thinking of What does discipling Haruna look like? If I can use, I'm using the word discipling a little more broadly. How does his training need to look like? Okay. Needs to help keep him alive. Yeah, definitely needs to have his input. If he doesn't own it, it's not going to go anywhere. Absolutely. So germ theory, these kind of things, it needs to happen in such a way that he's understanding, he's owning it. It's his all the way. Okay. He needs to be exposed to several options. To choose, you're saying, to have choice. Okay, yeah.
He needs to get to share his story. It's not, I have a beautiful plan for your life, and I'm going to do this for you. It should be, what are you doing now, and what's the problem?
Right, what are you doing now? What's positive in your community? What's happening that's going really well? What are the problems you're facing? Yeah, let it come from his story. Absolutely. Yeah, because there are some great things happening in his community, in his life. How could you use the... Sorry, did I interrupt somebody? Yes. Yeah, and really loving your neighbor from the spirit in Haruna's situation means we're going to need to talk about outhouses and even disciple in, we need outhouses. That sounds kind of crazy, but there's a passage in Deuteronomy that leads great into these kind of discussions. Designate, so this is Deuteronomy 23, 12 through 14. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. As part of your, this is in the Bible, as part of your equipment, have something to dig with. And when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. For the Lord your God moves about your camp to protect you and to deliver you from your enemies. Your camp must be holy so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you. We're not going to learn germ theory directly from the scriptures, but the scriptures are a great lead to talking about this area of our lives. And if we're going to love our neighbors ourselves, we need to look at all these different aspects. I'd love to show you a clip of some of the work that we've been doing in Rwanda. So this one community of Musovu, we've been in that community. I think Debbie started in like 2004 or 5, so quite a while back. And then in 2008, we started Discipling for Development with them. And we started helping them through this process, and their story came out. Let them tell their story to you and see in what ways have they been discipled. Thank you. That's a fun clip, a part of another video that shows the disciple-making movement that's happening within the Friends Church there. What ways did you see that that are being affected in these people's lives?
Learning to be self-sufficient.
Understanding their worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, heal from trauma, learning to live in peace with each other, and helping the next generation to live out that peace. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That housing situation was amazing. We taught them about the resources, to look for the resources they have, but they themselves came up with that solution. It was so cool to see that. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's neat to see the good news of the gospel is holistic. It touches all of life. It's good news about Jesus' love for us and that salvation is a free gift. We can't earn it. It's because he loves us. That's this foundation. But it's good news also about all that he's given us and that we can be stewards of all that he's given us. It's very exciting. I'd like to show you another video that looks at this whole life disciple-making movement that's been established in Rwanda. Let's go ahead and show that.
Yeah.
session and ongoing mentoring and coaching of all these excellent leaders, but the movement has begun. We are so thankful for the mentors who have invested so much time, wisdom, and coaching on us. This celebration was also a wonderful time for our Rwandan leaders to publicly say thank you to Debbie Thomas, who was the visionary who helped cast vision and lead us into this vision as a church. The church leaders also strongly thanked David and Debbie for all they have done in these 18 years working with EFC. We have been praying Jesus' prayer, ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest field, for the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We are seeing the answer to these prayers and these new leaders being ready to go forward and disciple more believers. The transformation we have dreamed of is happening now in the Rwandan Friends Church, and our ability to expand outside our church into our communities, other churches, and other countries will grow. This is just the beginning. A wonderful, grace-filled beginning.
It's a time of celebration. Right after that service, Debbie leaned over to me and said, David, we've done what we came to accomplish. We're free to go back to the States now. And it's true. We're free. And that was 1 year ago. So thank you for all of you who have prayed with us during this process. And as we go into our time of open worship, we have some queries. I have a couple queries to put on the board for you.